Ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to the RSWM Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Avinash Bhargava, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Puneet Anand, CSO, Mr. Surendra Gupta, Vice President, Legal and Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star followed by zero on your touchtone phone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what it may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Avinash Bhargava. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good evening, and a very warm welcome to everyone on our quarter one 2023 earnings conference call. We have uploaded the presentation of our results on the stock exchanges and the company's website, and I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the same. Moving forward, quarter one FY23 results. Sales reported for the quarter stood at INR 1,024 crore, up by 38% on year-to-year basis, mainly contributed by higher domestic sales. Other income for the quarter stands 31.4 crore. Gross profit up by 44.5% on year-to-year basis due to resource optimization. EBITDA, excluding other income, stood at 109 crore, up by 32%. EBITDA margin contracted 30 basis points on account of higher input cost during the quarter. PAT increases to 67 crore, up by 81.1% on year-to-year basis. Going forward, Q1 FY23 is generally treated as a lean quarter. However, we could perform during the quarter given the challenges of increased raw material cost, since we could pass on the increased input cost to the end consumer without significantly impacting our margins. We saw a peak in cotton prices in June and July, the impact of which we will see in the short term due to the purchase of raw materials at higher prices. Currently, the drop of almost 25%-30% in cotton prices will positively affect the industry in the second half of the year, when these benefits of reduced purchase cost will be consumed. We see this situation normalizing post the arrival of new cotton crop on the back of good monsoon season. In addition, in India, 20%-25% area would expand in 10 cotton growing states in the country to cover cotton cultivation in 2022-23 season. About demand scenario, we are optimistic about the domestic demand scenario with a slight plus or minus, and we believe it will remain so on the back of the China Plus One strategy. Improving domestic demand, such as seasonal school uniforms requirements, increased demand of yarn, while wedding season increased footfalls on the retail end. There are some headwinds on the export side because of fear of recession and geopolitical issues globally in major countries. However, RSWM through decent quarter numbers has demonstrated solid execution of its planning and its inherent strong business model enabled facing several challenges without a fall in profits. Strong demand, higher realization and better product mix helped us in posting the best ever results in FY23. We can say that this is the best first quarter of last 3-4 years. Coming to our segment results, first is yarn division. Currently, higher competition and constant pricing pressures are influencing demand for cotton and PC melange. Mills predominantly producing cotton and its blends have shifted the cotton to other blends such as PV, polyester cotton, polyester 100% and viscose 100%. Fabric exporters, including those of uniform fabrics, performed relatively better. We believe this is a short term in coming quarters. Our margins on 100% cotton can be affected for short term because of above mentioned season, which is 1/3 of our total business rest, will remain the same. During the quarter, yarn division sales stood at 887 crores, up by 29% on year-to-year basis, if saw a drop of 8.2% subsequently. EBITDA for the yarn division contracted by about 80 bips and about 330 bips respectively on year-to-year basis and on quarter-to-quarter basis. Going forward about denim, FY23 Q1 denim sales touched about 75 lakhs meters, amounting to 220 crores despite adverse market conditions. We could manage domestic collection overdue in healthy range of 4%. Domestic space remained disturbed due to expected price corrections on the back of softening of cotton prices. We could hold the momentum during the quarter and in the long term. We believe demand to return on the back of the festive season. Our focus on high value specialty yarn businesses like dyed and melange yarn is increasing, which will help us in sustained margins. Next item is knits. As we announced last year, our initial investment in the knits business commenced commercial production on 1st of July 2022. Based on our initial interaction with exporters and domestic brands, we are seeing good progress and good demand in knit business. About projects in hand, 30K spindles yarn capacity at Gulabpura, denim fabric capacity at Banswada undertaken during last year have also started, and we expect these will help in future growth in the quarter to come. The commercial production of these two plants have been started from 1st of July itself. I will sum up by saying currently, looking at global situation like fear of recession and higher cotton prices, demand shift will happen for coming quarters or so, but it will pick up soon as the prices will get corrected. Domestic demand continues to be strong. Our view for the long term remains optimistic, as we have seen a shift happening and India being the preferred and reliable source might see an upsurge. Also, the government is providing the required support via various schemes. Thank you so much. Now, question answer session may be taken up.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of A.M. Lodha from Sanmati Consultants. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Bhargav sahab. All well, sir?
All well, Lodha sahab, all well.
Congratulations for the excellent set of numbers, Bhargav sahab.
Thank you so much.
I require two clarification. One is about expansion. As per the presentation, I think in first phase, you have completed expansion of 400 crore. On full capacity utilization, it will give us a sales of 700 crore. Am I reading is all right, sir?
It's perfect, Lodha sir.
Achha, now second phase, sir, again, regarding expansion, 315 crore we have taken, which will be completed by in FY24. And how much turnover this can give, sir, on full capacity utilization? Estimated, approximately.
Second expansion?
Yes, sir.
It will be around 500 CR.
Okay, sir. Now, second question is my sir, relating to last board meeting. Last board meeting, we have, board has decided to consider a right issue at an appropriate time of 200 crore plus. Sir, our contention this in our view is that when the company is earning is quite good, then they need 200 crore way of rising the equity, rising the 200 crore by way of the right issue is a very detrimental to the minority shareholder. As you have, you must have observed that you are one of the biggest shareholder of my Patel family, holding the 12 lakh shares in your company. They have already disposed of 75,000 shares in the open market on 4th of August 22, as per the filing with the stock exchange. What we think, sir, based on our past experience and we have holding in so many companies, the companies those having the huge exports, sir, one of my holding company, Made Money Organic, they are having 80% exports. By the blessings of the board, your company is also having export of more than 1,200 crore or approximately 1,000 crore plus exports. So what they have done, the Made Money Organic, they have taken external commercial borrowing at the rate of 1.5 to 2% without hedging the position. Because your receivable will be automatically hedged against your borrowing. So that 200 crore or 300 crore, whatever you require for the expansion, that can be, our request is that can be taken as external commercial borrowing instead of proposing the right issue, which is not only detrimental to share prices, plus also our investor like us will have to pay additional money in the stocks. Please kindly put some light on it.
Right. As far as this raising the funds through right issue, we have with us Mr. Puneet Anand with us. He is our chief strategy officer. He will throw some light on this. I think
yes,
he will be able to satisfy your queries.
And sure, as far sir, as sure,
ECB is concerned, we take your suggestions and we'll see that how it can be worked out. Mr. Puneet Anand.
Okay, sir. Go on, sir. My last question will be there. Let Mr. Puneet Anand to explain that. I am holding, sir.
Okay. So, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for your...
Yes, Mr. Anand. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. So, basically, the right issue is not for per se for the capital expansion. It is more to pay off the high debt which we have right now in our balance sheet. The company has a significant growth plan and it involves substantial capital expenditure and enhanced working requirements. The option which you have put right now, we will be utilizing that option too for our expansion plan. But we believe that the right issue will bring and strengthen our company finances and balance sheet for sustainable growth and also encountering any cyclic volatility. The management has recommended and board has considered the proposed right issue for this purpose, and after giving a due consideration with an opportunity to all the shareholders so that everyone can participate in the potential growth of the group and the company, and there is no dilution per se to any shareholder interest.
Sir, Anand, sir, what is the average rate of interest on the existing loan, sir? Short-term, long-term, average will do, sir. Whether working capital or long-term, anything we do, average we do.
Average, it is around 8 to
9%. Sir, when we are paying 8 to 9% to the bank and when we are getting the 2% commercial, extremely commercial borrowing 2%, why to dilute the equity? We fail to understand, sir. This is our earnest request to the management, top management. You please kindly put it to our grievances for the, to the management that we did not want this right issue. Company should raise the external commercial borrowing availability 2% and meet the retire the this long-term loans which is having the interest of 8 and 9%. Thank you, sir. That's my submission, sir. Humble request.
Can I answer Loda Sahab about this?
Yes, sir. Sure, sir. Sure, sir.
This 8 to 9% is our term loans interest rate as well as this working capital interest rate before subsidy.
Okay, sir. Okay.
Right. And if we'll reduce that subsidy part, net cost of finance would be around 6 and 6.5%. Right.
But it's, yes, sir.
And ECBs and all plus spreads and premiums would cost us more. That's what we want to say from interest point of view. Now I give a handle to Mr. Puneet Anand to take it forward.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Sir, we noted your pointers and your comments on that. We have thoroughly evaluated these options. And later, please give us some time because we are right now
okay.
On the silent period. And
okay.
Evaluating that.
No, just it was my humble request because... yes, Anand sir, it was our humble request on the behalf of all the minority shareholder. That, when we are getting money at 2%, why should we not utilize the money at 2%? Why to we pay some premium on the equity issue and we pay the money? One-sided, we are taking the dividend from the company. Other side, we are reinvesting that money in the, on that dividend, we have to pay the tax. Then again, the money is to be reinvested in the company. That is our humble request and submissions. If the management considers and find it appropriate, it can be considered, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. The next question is a follow-up from the line of A.M. Lodha from Sanmati Consultants. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you very much, sir, for this one point I left. That can you tell me, sir, how much megawatt of the power we are having coal base and how much megawatt of power is company having on green power on solar?
We have around 30 megawatt power on solar.
Okay, sir.
We have 46 megawatt thermal power plant also, but it is not working as of now. So we are procuring the power from state electricity board.
Great. You are buying from the grid.
Yes.
Because we are worried? Because coal cost is very prohibited nowadays, and it is not at all viable to purchase coal at this price and the producer thermal. So you have done the right thing. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one at this time. Participants to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Hemang Kotadia from Anvil. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for the great set of numbers. So just wanted to ask, what kind of volume growth are we expecting this year due to?
Can you please speak a little loudly?
Hello.
Yes,
am I audible? Am I audible now?
Yes, better.
Okay. So I just wanted to ask, with the new capacity addition, what kind of volume growth we are expecting in the current year, FY23?
FY23, it will be, from these expansions, it will be around 350 to 400
CR. Okay. Incremental turnover.
Incremental turnover.
Okay, okay. And sir, how the demand looks like for Milanji and Sobeji value-added yarn? Though you mentioned in opening remarks, but just if you elaborate more on that line, basically.
As of now, the prices in Milanji yarn are stressed.
Okay.
But from October onwards, we hope for a good market in Milanji.
Okay, okay. And can you give me VSF prices for the last quarter?
Pardon?
VSF prices, VSF.
Viscose yarn or?
No, raw material.
Just for a minute, just give me just a moment.
Okay.
Give me a moment.
Yes.
Viscose prices for last quarter was 185 to 188 rupees a kg.
Okay, okay. And the last question, what will be the sustainable EBITDA margin once we will get the new crop from October? So is this kind of margin sustainable?
The sustainable EBITDA margin will be somewhere around 11 to 12%.
Okay.
Looking to this current market scenario.
Okay, okay.
Otherwise, okay. If we will, market will get improved in a better way, we can have at least 12%.
Okay, okay. That's great. Okay, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhilesh Kumar from AdPro Technologies. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I think my question partially has been answered, but I would still like to just know about the raw material trend in this quarter. And cotton is the major raw material cost for us, or because we produce different, all different types of yarns. So I want to like, what is the cost pressure right now, right on the raw material side?
You're welcome. Actually, price trend in cotton, polyester, and viscose. We'll discuss all these price trend from March 2021 to this July 2022. In March 2021. The cotton prices were 131 rupee a kg, right? And
yes.
Then in March 22, it was 259. Now in June, it was 264, and in July 253, and the downward trend is there. But recently, the cotton prices are up by 15 rupees. So we can expect around 70,000 a kg in September, October, 70,000-75,000 a candy. So prices should be stable in cotton side. And in polyester side, the prices in March 21 were rupee 100 a kg. And then in March 22, it was rupees 120 a kg. Now current prices are 170 rupee a kg after this rise of 128 in June 22.
And the, as far as this discourse prices are concerned, this is a this is ranging in between 185 to 188. Since June, July, the prices are stable in case of viscose.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That gives a better picture. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Manas Singh from Value and Growth Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, what is your strategy for next 2-3 years given the current situation?
Next strategy is to implement this Lodha plant of 315 CR, 50,000 spindles. These will be operational by March 24. And there are few other plants also, organic and inorganic growth, which are under evaluation.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank
you. We may invest few crores in these new expansions.
Okay.
Organic or inorganic growth.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead. Saket, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is no response, we move on to the next question from the line of Abhilasha Satale from Quantum Asset Management. Please go ahead. Abhilasha, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your questions.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, we are able to hear you.
Yeah. So, so I just wanted to know what has been the realization in Q4 and what is it now and what has been your gross spreads, how your gross spreads have moved on quarter basis.
You are talking about average price realization?
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about cotton and polyester.
Okay. In Q4, the average price realization in case of yarn business, it was about rupees 200 a kg. In case of domestic and in case of export, it was 249 rupee a kg. If we will take it to the average, it was 217 a kg. In case of domestic realization, in case of domestic market, in Q1 23, the prices are high little, but in the case of exports, the prices have gone down. And average price realization of yarn business grey is 216 a kg. If we'll talk about this dairy yarn business for Q4, in case of domestic, the prices per case, price realization per kg was 223 in case of domestic, and in case of export, it was 219 a kg. Average price for Q4 22 was 244, and for Q1 in dyed yarn business, the price realization is little up by rupee 5. Now it is rupees 228 rupee a kg. And in case of export also, it has been increased by rupees 13 a kg. And these are 3.3 in case of export. And if we'll talk about total price realization of dyed yarn business, it is 248 a kg. In case of cotton, the average price realization for Q4 was 359 per kg, but for Q1 23, it has gone down to 319 a kg. There is a reduction trend in case of cotton. In case of melange, the situation is more or less same. If we will talk about
domestic and export putting together. In Q4, the average price realization in Milan Yarn business was 487 per kg, and in Q1 it is 486 per kg. But if we talk about exclusively for this export business, the prices of Milan Yarn have gone down. In case of denim, there is an improvement. In domestic, there price realization per meter was 249 rupees per kg, and in case of export, 221. In case of domestic sale, domestic denim price realization, it has gone up to 273, and in case of export, it is increased by 43 rupees per kg. So average price realization in case of denim is up by rupees 30 per meter.
Okay. Sir, and also, can you talk about your gross spreads? Because in terms of cotton, as you said, the prices have gone down, or even our spreads have gone down. So if you can talk about cotton versus polyester, how your gross spreads have moved on quarter-on-quarter basis?
I could not hear, Abhilasha.
Am I audible? Is it not clear, the line is?
Little better, little better.
Okay. So I was just asking that, can you also talk about gross spreads? Because on a quarter-on-quarter basis, cotton spreads have gone down. So how has it reacted for the polyester? So if you could give us just the outline in terms of gross spreads movement on quarter-on-quarter basis.
Gross price, I have talked about.
No, sir, I'm asking about gross spreads, the gross margin per kg.
You are talking about contribution. We can talk about contribution on single 30 cotton and 230 PV on quarter-on-quarter basis.
Yes, please.
I am taking single 30s cotton on quarter-to-quarter basis. In June 2021, the contribution was 97 rupees a kg. In September, it was 72. In December 2021, it was 92, and in March, it was 86 rupees per kg, and in June, it was 84 rupees a kg, and now in July, it is 78 rupees a kg. And in case of 230 PVs, June 2021 contribution was rupees 68 per kg, and then in September 2021, it was 59 rupees a kg. December 2021, it had gone up by around 15 rupees a kg, so it was 81, and in March, it had gone down to 75, and in June and July, on 230 PV, these are negative contributions.
Okay. And so, I mean, I heard that you said you will be able to maintain the margin at current level. So as we are seeing our spreads are reducing, then what is giving us visibility of maintaining the EBITDA margin?
So if we look at this July afterwards, the pressure on prices are there, but we hope that from October, when cotton market will settle down, there would be a stability in the market. Based on that, we are seeing that EBITDA margin of 10%, 11%, and 12% are sustainable.
Okay. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Now you can hear me?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, firstly, thank you for all the elaborate discussions and metrics, all numerical numbers, sir. It is very helpful. And I won't be repeating them, sir, but for the power and fuel cost, that has gone up on a quarter-on-quarter basis also, and also on the year-on-year basis. The year-on-year basis is not a comparable, but quarter-on-quarter, if you could explain what have been the increase in the cost of procurement?
As far as this power is concerned, earlier we were running that 46, we have 46 megawatt power plant. We were running 23 megawatt just to meet out our steam requirements. And rest of the power was being purchased from grid of the state electricity board. As of now, the power cost for the company is around ₹530 per unit. This is average ₹530 to ₹575 per unit. After considering this energy exchange purchase and all. Otherwise, the power rate from state electricity board, net power rate is from the state electricity board is 6.6 around.
Sir, I'll come to it again once again. Sir. But firstly, sir, about the right issue part of the story also, sir. When you look at the out currently, our EBITDA around 146 crores, even on the likelihood that the margins will contract from here or will be lower from what we have reporting, we should be in an ideal position creating twice in terms of what we are going to raise. If we take the depreciation part also, sir, if you put forward the maintenance capex aside, what should be the cash accrual, likely cash accrual for this year, factoring in today's prices?
Our closing working capital would be around somewhere around 350.
Okay. So my point was, what should be the likely cash accrual for the first quarter?
Likely cash accrual for the first quarter?
First quarter. How much have we generated? Cash generation has been there. And how much has gone into the inventory? Just to understand, sir, how have they put forward this 250 crore right issue just to lower the debt when the cash generation is significantly higher, and we are also contemplating good business traction going ahead. So the cash accrual, the cash generation from the existing business itself will create sufficient cash flow to meet our debt obligations. Sir, equity is permanent, debt is temporary. So if you go for any equity issuance, that is going to dilute the value permanently. And for debt today is at 7, it may go up a percentage point up or down, and with the cash accruals, we would be in a very good position to pay back the debt. And lastly, sir, also on the rating part, sir, what is our current rating and when is the renewal due?
My current rating is A. And next renewal is due in December.
Coming December. And our rating agency?
Rating agency is Fitch, India Rating.
India Rating. So, sir, so there is a very likelihood, only point we investors are trying to make good sense is that in one case, sir, just earlier a company with in the name of Sandur Manganese came up with a right issue only to reward its shareholders. They priced the issue at 10 rupees when the stock was trading at 5,000. So that investors would be getting cash bonus in that form. They were not raising funds to dilute. They were rewarding shareholders. And here we are trying to looking to raise equity to pay off debt when the environment for our business as well as the debt market as well as our ratings give us the sufficient leverage to take debt and repay it in due course of business. So that was the reason earlier speaker also mentioned, and we investors are unable to make good sense of the reason. And if that be the case that promoter want to give opportunity or rather want to strengthen the balance sheet from the equity fund, they can come up with issuance of warrants to the promoter on an 18-month basis and infuse capital in tranches. That can happen at the current market price or the average formula as given by SEBI. Whatever be the case, I think so more deliberation should be done and there should not be any hurry to conclude the right issue part, as the cash accruals for the quarter are significantly higher than the total amount of money that the company is envisaging to raise. So this is the point, and sir, if you could give me the cash generation number for the first quarter.
There are so many things raised in your questions. If I can answer one by one and remain unanswered, it can be taken
Please.
Over.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So I would like to answer one by one. You are asking that company has good cash accruals. Yes, we have good cash accruals for quarter one. But since it is cyclical business, there you have seen in the past also in textiles that it is a cyclical business and ups and downs are there. To safeguard that hiccups, from these hiccups, this right issue is preferred. Secondly, it will be you will see that how it is going to reward the shareholder when we'll announce our ratios, how it is going to be allotted at and which price it is going to be allotted, you will see in future. So if anything has remained unanswered from my side, you can put a question again to us.
Okay.
And
then yeah, please. The time. Yes. No, you were answering.
I have completed from my side, and if you have any answer, if you have any question, further question, you can
ask. Yes, sir. I was looking for the cash generation number for the first quarter.
Cash profit for this quarter was 122 CR, around 122 CR, which includes this sale of non-core assets also.
Correct. And if you could give me some color on the order booking aspect, sir, we are definitely selling our yarn on a forward basis. So how are the utilization levels looking for this quarter, sir?
As of now, utilization of machines is around 95-96%. And you can say it is, these are 100%. But yes, looking to the demand and all, we will not make unsold stock. If it is required, we may stop some spindles here.
Utilization will be in the bracket of 90-95%.
Again, this will be for a very short-term period.
What should be the average for this quarter, sir?
I'm sorry to interrupt you. May we request you to come back in here for follow-up questions? Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Madricha from Augmenta Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, can you throw some light, because the things we're witnessing in the industry and from all the leading players, like overall in the spinning industry, basically talking about the cotton yarn thing, there's around 30-35% of the total facility has stopped. So have we undergone any production stoppage or something like that?
No, we have till date we have not gone for any production stoppage at any of the locations.
Okay, and sir, can you just give me a mix of your cotton yarn and your other value-added yarns, like polyester and beaded nylons, in the both in terms of volume and revenue?
Yes, we last year we had 3,800 CR plus. For the entire 22-23, if we'll break up this turnover into two parts of domestic and export, 37% was the export and rest 63% was the domestic sale. And if we'll break up this 3,800 CR into cotton and melange and PV. 60% basket is for our synthetic yarn and 40% is for cotton. And in that cotton also, 20%, around 20% is denim. So this is the 60-40 ratio for synthetic yarn or cotton yarn.
And sir, how has been how this ratio has been over the last 3-4 years? If we talk about, like, is that been the ratio we have been maintaining, or previously we have more cotton days and now we have turned into the polyester?
It depends on demand and supply type of thing, because when prices are lower in case of cotton, it may go up, and if it is higher, it may go high also. As far as this quantity part is concerned, more or less it is same.
Okay. So can we expect that, like, as in when the new cotton crop arrives and we are expecting that the scenario could stabilize and the spinners could go back and a normal level of margin, so we can expect the cotton share to increase, right, from the new season arrival?
I could not hear you properly, please.
Hello?
Yes, please. You can repeat your question.
Actually, I was asking, like we are expecting that as and when the new cotton crop arrives in October, we're expecting the situation to normalize during that time, be it on the cotton yarn spreads or the spinner margin. I was asking that, can we expect that the cotton share to increase during that time in the revenue?
Yes, when the cotton prices will get stabilized in October, we expect that there should be good demand momentum from October to March.
Okay.
And demand and supply should get stabilized by that time. As of now, the prices are under pressure.
Yes. And sir, one more.
This demand should get shifted to these second half of this year.
Okay. And so, one more thing, like, how much cotton inventory are we currently holding? Like,
pardon?
How much inventory of cotton we are holding currently?
We have around 45 to 60 days inventory as of now.
As of now. And this has been, can you just give the, like, if you could give me the price of this inventory?
And we are holding the inventory for our own production till September only. We are waiting for new crop. And we'll buy when this new crop will get stabilized. Prices for this new crop will get stabilized.
Means we have the cotton for till September.
Yes.
We
are holding the inventory for our own uses till September.
Hmm. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was the last question. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of RSWM Limited, that concludes this conference call for today. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.